I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marker Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. You may have caught the movie 12 Years a Slave. It's a hard story to watch, but we hear less about the lives of the indentured workers who replaced slaves in some parts of the world, like the Caribbean. An American journalist named Gaitra Bahadur traces the story of one particular bonded worker, her own great-grandmother, who left India for hard labor on a Guyana plantation. Here's The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell.
Gaitra Bahadur's new book is called Coolie Woman. So let's start by asking, what's behind the title?
The word coolie comes from the Tamil, and it means wages. But then the term was given the stigma of this new form of slavery when British bureaucrats used it to describe indentured laborers.
Including the hundreds of thousands of South Asians who crossed the Atlantic to work under contract in the colonial Caribbean in conditions similar to slavery. Coolie eventually became known as an ethnic slur for Asian workers, but Bahadur's connection to the word goes back to her great-grandmother. She was a so-called coolie woman who left India for Guyana in 1903. Bahadur didn't know any of this growing up in New Jersey. She was six when her family left Guyana for the U.S.
Amazingly, I didn't hear about her story until I was in my early 20s. I was on a trip back to Guyana with my father, and so he told me, I remember his words exactly, she was a pregnant woman traveling alone.
So Bahadur, a journalist, went to London. She scoured the archives of indenture voyages from India to the Caribbean for her great-grandmother's records.
Her name was Sujaria. She didn't have a last name.
Bahadur found Sujaria's emigrant pass from 1903, all yellowed. It notes that she was 27, petite, with a burn mark on her left foot. Sujaria was also pregnant, but no husband was listed.
I pictured her at the docks about to get on this ship, and I know she's pregnant, but aside from that, I don't know anything about her. I don't know what she looks like. But I thought if I could work around her, then I could tell the story, you know, with her sort of as a ghost at the center.
Bahadur recreates her great-grandmother's world, a rough sea voyage from Calcutta to Guyana.
There were fairly high level suicide rates on the ships over. If there were people on the ships who didn't want to be there, if they had been tricked into it, how do you resist being taken, you and your life?
What Bahadur can't tell from the records was why her great-grandmother made this journey, which had her giving birth to her son at sea.
There is one story that did come down through the generations, and I found this out after talking to some of her granddaughters. One of them remembers my great-grandmother was smoking a clay pipe at home, told a story about being on a pilgrimage, going from one holy city to another, when white men in boats came and offered to take her to the next stop on her holy tour. And then suddenly she found herself in the depot in Calcutta and on her way to sugar plantations in British Guyana. So that story, if it's true, suggests that perhaps she didn't want to go, that she might have been kidnapped even.
However the story went, Sujaria left for Guyana, and so did Bahadur.
I pulled on some long boots and went out into the cane fields and to feel what is a cane leaf. How does that feel? I mean, it's sharp as hell. You know, what does a burning cane field smell like?
Bahadur also researched how indentured workers lived.
Indentured workers lived in a part of the plantation that was called the N-word yard. So they were sort of military-style barracks, no privacy. They worked very, very long hours for very little pay.
And like slaves, indentured workers sang to help the days go by. Recently, Bahadur discovered that one of her friends, the Guyanese-American poet Rajiv Mohabir, had recorded his own grandmother singing a song in Hindi from her days as an indentured worker in Guyana. It's a song about a new bride leaving her family.
This was a song that made the journey from India to the West Indies and was kept alive primarily by women.
Eventually, indentured immigration to Guyana stopped in the early 1900s. So what became of Bahadur's great-grandmother? She worked off her contract and was freed in 1908.
She recreated family in Guyana. Whatever she had lost in India, she managed to rebuild, and she never returned.
But Bahadur's return to her roots in Guyana helped her tell a chapter of her own family story that might have easily disappeared. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.